This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Stephen Lafferty, the Director of Design and Construction, has a word to describe the new University of South Florida Health Morsani College of Medicine and Heart Institute. Open. First, open as in open floor plan, ideal for collaboration among students, faculty, and researchers.
The open space allows you to see your colleagues that may not be on the same floor, maybe in between classes or something like that, but you can connect with them and really do some cool stuff.
But also open as in open for business. The 13-story, almost 400,000-square-foot facility is welcoming its first class of med school students this semester. Heart Institute researchers will move in February, and pharmacy and physician assistant students will join them next year. A ceremony January 8th came 900 days after ground was broken on the building and almost a decade after the idea of a new USF med school was conceived. That was thanks in part to a $20 million donation from Tampa philanthropists Frank and Carol Morsani.
I think there was a great vision that we didn't know what the vision was as far as the building at that time, but that we did this for the medical school. I mean, the medical school was going to progress to a new height, so it's tremendously satisfying and gratifying.
The college sits on an acre of land donated to USF by Tampa Bay Lightning owner Jeff Vinnick as part of the $3 billion Water Street Tampa development. Current Mayor Jane Castor praised the college.
You know, we're opening a world-class medical facility here, and I've gone on the tour, and it is nothing short of amazing. So I couldn't be happier to see this day come.
The entire building is wireless, allowing students and faculty to interact easier. There's also the Florida Blue Health Knowledge Exchange, a library that's so computer-driven that officials say it has less than 20 physical books in its entire collection. Stephen Lafferty says that's partially because medical knowledge is changing so rapidly.
When we started this project, medical knowledge was doubling every 120 days. Now, if you can imagine, from Hippocrates to today, it's doubling every 14 days. So the students cannot memorize all that stuff, but they have to be curators of knowledge and be able to discern what's real, what's good research, what's bad research.
And that knowledge extends from the college's classrooms, which are easily adjustable to sit between 12 and 400 people, to the Experiential Learning Laboratory. That's where Lafferty says students can work together as a medical team or learn on simulations on their own.
They're not setting students in classes for 60 minutes at a time. They're going to have a 20-minute lecture, come up here and do 20 minutes of hands-on, and then they can go across the hall into a small group learning room and actually do a different type of learning with the technology there.
Morsani College of Medicine Dean Dr. Charles Lockwood says the total price tag for the building and all that technology came in at about $173 million. Approximately $110 million of that is taxpayer money, the rest from corporate and private donors. And Lockwood adds that just because the new building is open doesn't mean that USF Health is done. Now the hard work really begins.
We've laid a great foundation, but the building itself requires recruiting great faculty, recruiting great students. It never really stops.
To see photos of the new college, as well as a time-lapse video of its construction, check out WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.